Let's start you off with an audio-only segment to introduce you to accounting documents. Some of you may be a little bit fearful. Please relax. The main difficulty that you're going to find is that this material is all new to you. It is outside of your field. The reality is that we're going to be taking this at the same pace that you would get in an intro accounting course. So it may feel like you're drinking from fire hose, but the reality is it's the same pace you get in the first class. Anyone who is in the course that has taken an intro accounting class can verify this is exactly what happens in those courses. Now, our intent is to make it so that you can read a couple of basic items off the three main accounting documents: balance sheet, the income statement, and the cash flow statement. Let's get it completely straight. You're not going to be able to construct some of these things. You're not going to be able to read them in their entirety. There are going to be plenty of things that you're going to bump up against that you simply cannot interpret because you don't have the information. What we're trying to do here is get you a certain ways into the process so you at least know when you're supposed to hire an expert. So let's go ahead and start with the first of the documents, which is the balance sheet. The balance sheet is intended to be a statement of what can be owned. Those are the items that are referred to as assets. And then it sorts out who owns them. And it could be either somebody else, which is indicated by the liabilities, or it can be the people that actually own the firm, the owner equity, one way of representing it. The other item that we're going to be looking at, the other document, is going to be the income statement. And the income statement is going to be a statement about revenue that's flowing in and expenses that are flowing out and the flow of benefits that accrue towards the owners. Now, please note, I've been very careful there to use the word flow an awful lot. Now, that should distinguish it from a balance sheet. A balance sheet is something that is measurable instantaneously. It is a stock measurement. So you can think of that as a measurement of how much water is in a bathtub. It's something that can be measured instantaneously as a specific volume that's there. You can think of it as gallons. Well, the income statement is measuring flow, changes over time. And so you see that usually expressed, if you're thinking about water flowing into a tub, as gallons per minute. The upshot is that when you're looking at a balance sheet, common you'll see just a single date up top that says, this is what's owned, and this is who is owed on this particular date. While with an income statement, what you're doing is looking at the changes that took place over a range of dates. So it could be from the 31st of December last year to the 31st of December this year. But it tells you how things have changed over time. And the final document that we're going to take a look at is something that's called the cash flow statement, which looks at the sinks and sources of cash within your firm. And so it's where cash came from and where it went out to. And again, this is a flow measurement. So we're looking at how cash changes over time. We'll get into each one of these documents much more explicitly in the following segments.